This construction site across the street from the Fresh Pond Reservoir in Cambridge looks like a typical scene from today's building boom. But the development called Finch Cambridge is different from every other building going up in Massachusetts. The six-story apartment building is designed to address two of the state's toughest problems, the climate crisis and the need for affordable housing. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has our story.
When construction is finished next spring, Finch Cambridge will go down in history as the city's biggest affordable housing project in 40 years. 98 one, two, and three-bedroom apartments. But its significance goes beyond size. Emissions of climate-changing gases from buildings in Cambridge are double the state average. Beverly Craig deals with affordable housing at the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center.
To meet our greenhouse gas goals in Massachusetts, we need all housing, especially new construction, where incremental costs are much lower, to be much more energy efficient.
That's where Finch Cambridge will soar. The CEC provided a financial incentive to build the apartments using the energy design code and construction process known as Passive House.
I'm totally passionate about Passive House, and I just felt like we should all be doing it.
Michelle Apigian is project manager and lead architect on Finch Cambridge. She's with Boston-based Icon Architecture and has a special certification in Passive House design.
Passive House is a building standard, building performance standard, and it's the most energy efficient building standard in the world. So it targets specifically energy to reduce our carbon footprint because we have to. We're in a climactic crisis.
Passive House uses special construction technologies and techniques designed to make large apartment buildings 40% more energy efficient than even the toughest building codes.
This building is a thermos. It's airtight. It holds temperature no matter what is happening inside the building.
The Fresh Pond site, once home to a gas station and Bark and Loam Landscaping Company, is being transformed into Finch Cambridge by contractors on a tight schedule. Choreographed by senior project manager Matt Smyka. He's with NEI General Contracting.
This is our first Passive House building. And the biggest challenge for us was really understanding what Passive House is.
So before the company even bid on the Finch Cambridge project, Smyka and two co-workers attended a special course in Passive House construction.
It is different. There's integration of products that you need to get ahead of that you wouldn't normally do on a typical construction project.
Like what?
For instance, our air barrier that we have behind us, that separates our passive house boundary and our non-passive house boundary.
That air barrier is a blue adhesive material. It runs from the building's outside surfaces through joints to the inside. The barrier is a critical component that seals what architect Michelle Apigian calls the building's envelope.
The envelope has to be airtight and it has to be thermally continuous. So you want a blanket outside, just like we have a jacket outside, and that's insulation.
The elevators haven't been installed yet, so we hike up six flights on a makeshift staircase. The rooftop has solar panels mounted on what look like wings from the ground. Apigian says it's more than a design metaphor reflecting the birds of Fresh Pond. The wings provide shade that prevents overheating in the super-sealed Finch Cambridge.
It's totally intentional. We know how much air is coming in, and we know how much air is going out. It's not accidentally leaking through the walls or the ductwork or penetrations in our envelope.
Because the envelope is so tight, you want to make sure that there's positive ventilation in the building.
Jane Carbone is with HRI, the nonprofit affordable housing company developing the Finch Cambridge project. Carbone says each of the 98 apartments will have an ERV, or energy recovery ventilator. The electric-powered units enable residents to control the temperature and allows the apartments to breathe.
And so that system was designed so that we can bring fresh air and also have the heating and cooling into every space.
It's called balanced ventilation. The incoming cold, fresh air and outgoing hot, stale air continuously pass through the ERV. Architect Michelle Apigian calls the heat exchanger a magic box with benefits far beyond saving energy.
These buildings will be so much more comfortable, so much more healthy. Asthma rates go down. They're far more resilient.
You can actually hear the Passive House difference.
See how quiet it is?
Developer Jane Carbone offers a tour of a Finch Cambridge apartment.
There's construction all around us, but you can't hear it. And part of it is because we have triple glazed windows and there's no thermal breaks.
To detect leaks during construction, passive house inspectors use theatrical smoke. Developers say bringing Finch Cambridge up to the super efficient standard will add less than 2% to the building cost, paid back in energy savings in just a few years. Finch Cambridge will be the second passive house certified apartment building in Massachusetts. The first was also designed by architect Michelle Apigian. Built 3 years ago in South Boston, it's a luxury building. The landlord says the average monthly cost to heat and cool a two-bedroom unit there is about $35. And more buildings are on the way. The Mass Clean Energy Center has awarded grants to 8 passive house developments, part of a pilot program subsidized by, well, you. A few pennies a month added to your electric bill.
The idea is that we kickstart the market.
Steve Pike, CEO of the Clean Energy Center, says the $1.7 million incentive will help build more than 500 super energy efficient apartments.
And that over time, as builders, architects, and developers become more familiar with the building technologies and the techniques that go into building these, that the market will really take over and that incentives won't be needed much longer at all.
But new construction sites are scarce and expensive, especially for developers trying to build affordable housing. So even super energy efficient construction won't solve the state's climate and housing crises. Still, architect Michelle Apigian sees passive house as a way forward.
Climate change is a social justice crisis. It is hitting our most vulnerable populations at the most extreme levels, and it's at the same time, it's an unbelievable opportunity to actually rethink our society and bring everybody on board so that we can start to do this everywhere and everyone is part of the solution instead of being dragged down by the problem.
Finch Cambridge is taking applications for the 98 affordable mixed-income apartments through this weekend. The developer says residents will be able to move in next spring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.